the end of the Heart Sutra to why the reason I added this this extra the very powerful despairing the the obstacles. So here it's very good to recite this at the center as a group, it's more powerful and or even individually when you recite half of your group back. So here go for it to the Guru, the Dhamma Sangha in the past use the example of Indra, maintain on the present parameter, the words, the meanings, and then the profound meaning of the words, meanings of the present parameter, and then you see, dispel the obstacles. so similar, so here as the disciples, the spiritual masters, and also then by remembering the reflecting the profound meaning of the present paramita, as well as the words, then you see the bad thoughts, you know, the human beings, non-human beings, bad thoughts, and the violent, the harmful actions, then to be dispelled. So here, what you can think or what includes the Isra Dalai Lama, and then you see the first thing, then it's the center here, then yourself. So, so any obstacles, you see, so the harm, so then the obstacles, others say bad thoughts and harmful actions, specified. So then, first is Isra Dalai Lama. So who is the, who preserved the whole entire of the Dharma, you know, less well teachings, and the great Vedic teaching, Mahayana teaching, the Sutra, and the Mahayana teaching, the secret mantra Vajrayana. So, on this earth, in this world, he's not Dalai Lama, only one who preserved the whole entire Dharma revealed by Buddha, who take full responsibility and preserve and spread, you see. So, because he's living in this world. So because of that, then the teaching of the Buddha is able to be, is able to preserve, is able to spread, you see, from great teachers, you see, who practiced with experience, who did extensive learning for some in their whole life, from young time, from very young time, they become monks, you see. In Tibet, you know, for so many years, and practiced, studied with many other learned, many thousands of learned, you know, monks, and extensive listening, studied, practice, and had a great experience. So able to, you know, teach to many thousands of, hundreds of thousands of young monks, you know, other sentient beings. So, you know, able to produce as a qualified teachers from these monks, so many, so many to teach and many, and they're able to teach many different parts of the world, even including just our center, every center, you know, in different parts of the world. You know, so many teachers from these monasteries, and they're able to spread the Buddha Dharma, you know, many different parts of the Western world. Amazing. And just even Australia, you know, so many different parts of Australia, so many different parts of Spain, so many different parts of the Western countries. So, you know, so much. For so many years, so anyway, just even FMD, just one organization. So, see, able to give so much freedom to sentient beings that, you know, awaken their mind, you know, bring light of Dharma, you know, in their life, in their hearts, and dispel the darkness of ignorance in their life, you know. that which influences their life, which leads their life in the wrong sin. Totally in the wrong way. So, I mean, to just through samsara, the law of realms, to change that, to turn their life towards enlightenment, to liberation, to enlightenment, so that so many sentient beings are able to direct their life towards enlightenment. You know, especially in the West, you know. So all those countries, in Tibetan called Mumbeling, the land of the darkness, the ignorance, the land of darkness. Not darkness of Western education, but the darkness of Dharma, not darkness of Western education. The technology or the science or the, you know, but the real life of Dharma, you see, towards the liberation, towards the enlightenment, bringing, you know, turning the life, you know, towards samsara, towards liberation, towards the enlightenment, you see. So that, you see, to do it, there's great light, you know, turn towards that, you see. So anyway, well, is able to, you know, even just this organization able to give so much opportunity. So, you know, from each center, you know, there's so many sentiments through the years, so many sentiments able to meet Dharma, able to learn, able to make their lives close to enlightenment, liberation from something, close to enlightenment, you know. Close to enlightenment is more distant from samsara, you see. So anyway, unbelievable opportunity to attain the path, you know, to leaving so much positive imprint. So, you know, able to hear extensively the teaching of Buddha, you see, philosophy and the Sutta Tantra. You know, then the essence, lamrim, the heart. So, unbelievable opportunities, they make their lives meaningful. So this is due to his Srimad Dharma, all that, you know. But if he didn't, if it didn't happen coming out of Tibet, or they didn't, you know, if he didn't leave, then all this doesn't happen. Doesn't happen, including us. Including us meeting Dharma doesn't happen. No way. No way, it's impossible. No way to happen. So we, and then all these great monasteries, not all Lama Tsongkhapa teachers, especially no question, but even other teachers wouldn't happen. You know, the establishing outside of Tibet, and you know, continue to elaborate with the Buddhist education with Dharma. Practice and wouldn't happen. So the tangam wouldn't happen. So the you know, in old times, when the Tibetans escaped from Tibet, the mainland China government asked to say Nehru, Pandit Nehru, the Prime Minister. So, John Nehru. So John Nehru accepted to send the Tibetans back to Tibet. See, and then his Honorable requested, ask Nehru to, you know, to not send the Tibetans back to Tibet. You see. So if that happened, you know, then you see all these large monasteries, and then able to extend learning the Dharma. You see. All these monasteries, four traditions, especially Lama Tsongkhapa traditions. You know, Saragata, doing all this, you know, Tamil Kulaji, all this wouldn't, so that by now wouldn't exist. And then able to send the teachers, for example, here, ABC, Kishchini, come here to teach, wouldn't happen. Kishchini wouldn't be there in Sera Monastery, learning extensive Dharma, wouldn't happen, you see. You see, that ceremony wouldn't exist, you see, wouldn't be there. If that happened, the Pandit John Nehru sent the Tibetan back, at the scale of the Manchan house. So if it's on a general request, you know, so including us, just very clear one, including us, we wouldn't have learned Lamrim teaching, you see, wouldn't have met Lamrim teaching. Their heart, if it's, say, the foundation, you know, of Tantra, the very heart of the Dharma, very heart of Buddhism, wouldn't matter, and wouldn't be understood by now, and wouldn't have an opportunity to practice now. All this understanding we wouldn't have now, you see. And make alive, really alive, you know, the life really alive, the human life really meaningful alive, you see. Like the car having as a petal or light having, you know, electricity that functions like that, you know, a human being that able to function, see, really to benefit others, unbelievable, extensive, can imagine, and then yourself have to achieve enlightenment. Wouldn't happen. So this great joy of life, you know, what you can do, you know, with this human body, but understanding, but in Dharma, what you can do, unbelievable, what you can achieve, unbelievable, you know, happiness. Then what you can offer, you know, so extensive, you see, to numberless influences. Not only happiness this life, but happiness future lives, all the future lives to redeem, and liberation from samsara to redeem, enlightenment to redeem. All this, so unbelievable, what you can offer, so many ways you can benefit to it, so many ways you can benefit for certain things. Our life wouldn't be like this by now, you see. Didn't come out of Tibet, and if he's not living in this world, or you see, if he's not in a request to Pandit John Nehru, you see. So I say, I'm just giving a little bit, story, say, clarification, how, you know, it's not just a praise, but it's a real, thing, say, how everything depends to his Holiness, you know. So this is the root, say, the root of all our happiness, up to enlightenment, you know. This life happiness, up to enlightenment, everything, you know. Us, including us, and also the beings. So they come from the teaching the Buddha, or us and the beings. Happiness comes from teaching Buddha. So teaching the Buddha, existing this world, in a preserve completely and spread. So, that, his Holiness, is the main source. Who preserve, who spread the Dharma, complete the Dharma. So there are many leaders of say religions. Even just talking Buddhism, many leaders. Less world religion, the Mahana Sutra, Mahana Thangsa, for Tibetan Buddhism is for Tibetan Mahana tradition, all that. But however, there's no, there's no others like Swanas who take full responsibility and who are able to say, preserve, spread in terms of Dharma, you see there. The extensive sutra and extensive tantra. So the four class of tantra is there. So that, So actually the Buddha Dharma exists now in this world, flourishing, is because of Visnas. So extensive flourishing sutra, tantra, complete Dharma. So the sentient beings, therefore the sentient beings in this world were unbelievable, including us, unbelievable opportunity, you know, to learn continuously and as much as one can, so much what we can learn and then integrate into Lamrim, integrate into the heart, the Lamrim and the actual, as you say. The three pencil path, and then your own deity, tantric deity, is the path, the heart of the tantra, you see. So like that, integrating into this, then able to achieve enlightenment, so that, you see, able to take, say, essence, meaning in the life, great meaning in your life, and the benefit such extensive way to sentient beings. And that, so what I'm saying here, so this prayer is very important. So we have responsibility to pray for Visnas, to say we have great responsibility to pray for Visnas, okay? So when we do protective prayers or whatever prayer, the very first thing, the very first thing, one has family members, one has many, many things, but overall, the most important thing, including yourself, for sentient beings, and this is sort of Dharma, for a long life, and the holy wishes to succeed, that's the first thing. The very first thing to pray is that one. Whatever prayer you do, the project of prayer, or whatever prayer you do, that's the first thing to do. That's the first thing, so, which helps everybody. It helps you, it helps yourself. We can tell the story up to now. Up to now, the benefit of what you got, the learning, as in, how many years one has learned Dharma, or the, come to the center, such as IBC like that. Have done that much practice, or you see various practices, and however pure soul. What is the karma? Each time when you come to the center, so you see, maintaining bodhicitta, or however they maintain emptiness, or renunciation, or certain 34 Buddha's name, or they say the bajasapa, whatever you see, so many. By reciting the type of this name just once, so many ignorance of need karma is purified. Just recite one time the name, one name. Type of Buddha, it's just one of the Buddha's name, So many ignorance of need karma is purified. And then these, prostrate the glorified genuine flower, the Buddha, it purifies. By a certain name, one time, it is power to purify 100,000 eons of negative karma. You know, they recite that name just once. So then others, you know, many, many eons of negative karma get purified, you see. Just coming here, doing prostration, or whatever you recite. So, I mean, whatever practice you do. So, just unimaginable benefit what you get. Can imagine. So I say, without Dharma, all those heavy negative karmas collected, even one negative karma, you know, nothing you can do, you can't purify. There's nothing, you see. So only Dharma, and such like these practices, you know. So many eons of negative karma get purified, just like one name of those Buddha. Can you imagine? So made life so easy, unbelievably easy. You know, you don't have experience. All those heavy sufferings, the lower realm, or even in the human realm, next time, this is not a good karma, you're born a human being, but experience so much, so many lifetimes with suffer, so you don't have you don't get purified. So the makes life unbelievably easy. So many years need to come and get purified. So need to come and collect it from the beginning. Immediately doing those practices. This is without talking minimal other powerful things like self initiation or other things, mental practices, you know, without talking that. Just imagine what you can do, you see, whoever has received initiation, no initiation, but you see. Immediately you can take, by coming to the center, you take care of yourself, you know. By doing these practices, what is led, you know, what is done by group, you see, what is led to the center, you see. Unbelievable benefit you get. Unbelievable benefit, you see. And the doing prayer together, you see, 100 times more powerful than you're doing prayer alone in the room, you see. There's big differences. There's Gautama Geshe mentioned in the Total Transformation text. Doing prayer group has a lot of power. So if you're doing some puja or something, you see, physical obstacles or success, spiritual success, whatever, you see, doing together has so much power. So 100 times more powerful than doing individually on your own pillow, on your own bed, in your own room, on your own cushion. So huge differences in the prayer's rule of power. So what I was saying, up to now, your life up to now. Beginning, you see, people want the Dharma, come to the center, knew nothing. So was it totally dark? The mind is like a dark room, you know, like a world where there's no sun, like the without sun, without moon, you know, nothing. You see, so how it is totally dark? So like Greenland, Greenland. So 6 months there's no light. Then by coming here, by coming to the center, just learn, to learn, practice, you know, the group. So you see, so far, how many years you see? Learn a lot and did unbelievable purification. It's something they come and purified. You know, so many obstacles to achieve realization, perhaps enlightenment. The teacher liberation was so much purified. Quite in the extensive merits, limitless discussion merits, every time we begin to practice with the bodhicitta. In the beginning, you see. So this is without talking during the actual practice, but it is just the beginning, you see, with the bodhicitta. So can you imagine? Even at the beginning when you take refuge, you know, at the very beginning of the practice when you take refuge, the merits of taking refuge, if it's materialized, it is said that even the two realms, the great thousand, I forgot the English word. The great thousand of 3,000, so the universe. So one universe, you know, one entire universe. Then at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, 1,000. Then like that, we see again, you know, count that 1,000 like that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1,000, the second thousand. Then like that thousand, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1,000. So that's a great thousand of 3,000, that's a universe. So anyway, when you take refuge, you know, the benefits, if it's materialized, even the great thousand or 3,000 universes, it was 1 feet. Even the two realms, if the benefits taking refuge, if it's materialized, you know, limitless sky, it's small, doesn't fit, that's what it's saying. So that, you know, very beginning the practice of refuge, you see, the benefit like that. Amazing. So bodhicitta, see that. So very beginning, as mentioned in the Lamed Path of Enlightenment, referring to another sutra, or mentioned in the Tenth Bhumi, you know, the sutra. Yes. Something like the great thousand or 3,000 universes, they fill up with the jewels, diamond, gold, silver, so the 7,000 jewels, totally full. Then you offer the Buddhas. Okay? You offer the Buddhas. Then you see that, you know, that itself is unimaginable merit. I mean, how much merit you collect, can't imagine. You know, can't imagine. It is said that sutra. The sutra of the piled of flowers. They mentioned that. So, if you offer one tiny flower, if you offer one flower, the stupa. Then you see, how much benefit it contains, the offering of one flower, the stupa. So, happiness. So here, Just pay attention, just listen. Yeah. So that you get some idea, you see, in the daily life, why the offering, the practice of offering is so important, you know, to the Buddha Sangha. So get some idea, you see, how it's so important, is, the practice, the seven practice of offering, seven practices, you see, for, say, to actualize the meditation, you see, on the path. Lamrim, they said, parking lamrim, to be successful, to have realization, to complete the path, to achieve enlightenment. You see, to complete the path, to achieve enlightenment, how to be successful. But you see, by the you know, you need to purify development and collect necessary condition, merits. Yeah, so seven practices, there was the is most needed. So the one of the from the seven, one of them is the first one is the second one, first one process, second one is offering. So second level is offering. So there's mentioned offering flower to God. Then what you experience is that happiness, what you experience from beginningless rebirth, happiness, what you experience from beginningless rebirth up to now. That much to be experienced in the future. Happiness, what you've experienced from beginning to birth to now. That much to be experienced in the future. It's unbelievable. You can imagine that. Just think that. You know? That much what you experienced, happiness to be. That much to be experienced and to be experienced in the future. This is what you get. Well, this is what you get from that. So that. Unimaginable, see that. Then, see, on top of that, it doesn't stop there. See, on top of that, you see, achieving the state, liberation from the oceans of samsara suffering and cause, karma delusion, okay? Cessation, liberation from the oceans of samsara suffering, oceans of suffering, so hell-bent, in other words, ocean suffering, animals, ocean suffering, human beings, ocean suffering, suras, ocean suffering, asuras, ocean suffering, invisible, all that. So, cessation of all that, total liberation forever, and then including by ceasing the cause, the karma, and delusion, okay? Complete. So, but even though they mentioned up to the Nyangde in a sorrowful state, but it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there because why it doesn't stop there is because such as offering to this. No question, but the Dharma Sangha, but they just even the statue stupa, just even offering to a statue, Buddha, scripture, Buddha, stupa, Buddha, you see, even just this, so here it's talking about the stupa, okay? All this, I say, immediately, as I mentioned also yesterday, immediately, even the motivation of Dharma, but immediately these actions, such as making offering to the statues, to the scripture, to Buddha, immediately become cause to achieve enlightenment, become cause of enlightenment in the highest success, you see. As I mentioned, the second blessing of prostration of the offering, so whatever I see, then this holy object, by the power of holy object, you know, even the motivation of Dharma, they immediately become cause of enlightenment. It appears happiness, full enlightenment, cessation of all the cessation, even the subtle mistakes of mind, completion of all the realizations, okay? So, like that. So, now, so that's very common. That's very common. The beginning of Lamrim is taught. So now it doesn't stop there. So they make a flower offering to a stupa, you see. So he achieved this full enlightenment. From cause of teacher, full enlightenment. But it doesn't stop there. So it doesn't stop there. So what is on top of this? Birth you get besides enlightenment yourself, enlightenment. Okay, then you liberate numberless sentient beings, numberless helpings, numberless angles, numberless animals, numberless sura. Then see from oceans of samsara, samsara call and cause karma delusion. So you, after being enlightened, you liberate. You the one being liberated from those numberless and bigger moments, from those realms. Okay? So that is just amazing, amazing, amazing. You know what you can do. Amazing. So that's. Then it doesn't stop there. On top of that, then you bring numberless of those sentiments, those realms, to full enlightenment. To full enlightenment. So then, you the one person brought every single sentient being to enlightenment, and there's nobody left in samsara. At that time, only at that time, then you are offering the one flower to the stupa is completed. Only at that time. So, like that, see? So, reality is that, you know? So, one tiny flower. One very tiny flower, you offer to a, no matter how small, the picture of the deity, the Buddha, you know, no matter how small it is, no matter how big the statue was, drawing there, or stupa, so this is what you get. You know, what you offer is a tiny flower, one grain of rice, but what you get, What you get is all that. It's unimaginable. So until you can enjoy the result that until you brought numberless and then with a material, you see, true enlightenment. And then there's no sitting left. Oh, see? That is even in, it causes all that, you know. So all that. So this is the introduction. This is the introduction. First, what one should get the idea, what we should learn should get the broad idea. So, So this is the experience of numberless Buddhas. Numberless Buddhas become enlightened. It's their experience. Complete. Completion of this experience. Okay, so what I'm telling now. So the. So now here. So now here, you see, you know, if you offer one plate of jewel, one plate of diamonds, the silver, so the one plate of jewels. To the Buddhas, can you imagine? The benefits are unbelievable, much more than that. One tiny, I was talking about one tiny flower, one grain of rice to offer to the, one tiny picture of Buddha or, say, statue of Buddha. That, you see, benefit of what you get. Now, can you imagine if you put your plate of, one plate full of jewels you offer to Buddha? Can you imagine the merits of far? Unbelievable, far more, much more greater. Unbelievable. You know, can you imagine? Just, so now you move, now you did this second offering, the plate of jewels. So, can you imagine that? So, one grain of rice, one flower, one tiny flower, those tiny one, you see, has unbelievable benefit like this. Can you imagine how much matter you get, you collect? One plate of jewels, the plate, you know, where you eat rice, you know, where you eat the bowl, the big bowl of noodles, see? Big bowl of this. fast in the room, fast. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Big bowl of noodles. Anyway, so you fill up the jewels of the Buddha. Can you imagine? You know, their marriage is there. It's like one handful of earth and the rest of the earth. Big differences, you see. A handful of earth and then the rest of the earth. Can you see the difference? The size, you know. So now here, it's the same as the one plateful of jewels of the Buddha, can imagine. So now, your house filled with jewels, your house filled with the diamond, gold, silver, okay? Before and of the Buddha. Can you imagine that? The marriage? Mind blowing. Blow the mind. So now your area filled up with jewels of the Buddha. So now your the whole country, like Singapore, you see, filled with jewels, big piles of jewels of the Buddha. Are they that now you see? There's no way to fit our heart. I mean, to fit our mind. It's like a comma, you know. Can't fit. Cannot understand. It's like fit to a comma or something. So now this world filled up with these big piles of jewels of Buddha. So now here we're talking about galaxies or the 3,000 galaxies, how a great thousand of 3,000 universes fill up with the jewels and you offer to Buddhas, okay? I'm not talking one Buddha, offering Buddhas. So anyway, so can imagine. So now next one, for the sake of all sentient beings, I must reach enlightenment. You put palms together at your heart. For the sake of all sentient beings, I must reach enlightenment. Everybody can change the bodhicitta. See, you put palms together like this, you think. Jnana bodhicitta. See, for the sake of all sentient beings, I must reach enlightenment. Jnana bodhicitta. So, just simply, Jnana bodhicitta like this, you know, this one collect far more greater merit than compare this, then you see, a great thousand of 3,000 universes filled with jewels offered to Buddhas, all that merit becomes small. Compared, for the sake of all sentient beings, I'm going to put a palm through that. This one is like far more greater merit. Oh, far more greater merit. Understand? So therefore, far more greater merit than the previous one. So you see, so you can understand, if you analyze like this, so you can understand, you see, how it's unbelievable. So every time when you come to the center, you know, you begin a practice with teachings or begin practice, you know, bodhicitta in the beginning. So you see, how, from the very beginning, after you sat down, you know, how much merit you collect. It's mind-blowing, you know. From the very beginning, generate bodhicitta. You see? Unimaginable. For that.